You're listening to Carib Voice Radio. This is Aubrey. Pleasant good evening to each and every one of you. This is Straight Talk and Motivation coming your way. This is the end of another month, and a new month is in front of us. What are we going to do? How excited are we as we move forward when we look at what is going on around us, the lifting of certain provisions for the COVID-19 pandemic, and looking forward to a better life. Stay tuned. Keep us on the lot. Much more to follow.
Carib Voice Radio.
Believe it.
Hey, we feel it so nice. Hey, we deep in real life.
From 2018, but you know, it's another day after another day.
We feel it so nice, yeah. We live in real life, yeah. Hey, we feel it so nice.
Let's go more life.
Yeah. We live in real life, yeah.
That's right. You gotta give God some thanks for creation, for you, for all the beautiful things that are happening in your life. Some of them are negative, and we've all been through a lot of negative things recently. Families torn apart, lives torn apart, and the turmoil continues. But we still have to give ourselves the room to remember that we are still worthy of living. And we have to take a second look at what that looks like for each and every one of us. There are so many changes that are going through community. So many people are reaching out to do discovery, to have that one consuming question answered. Why are we here? What is all of this about? How can we take the time to find out? Do we really want to know? Does everyone really want to know? Not in all circumstances, from what I've discovered. Some people just want to live a peaceful, undeclared life. And judgment prevails when that happens. We judge one another constantly for different things. We say awful things to each other many times. But we have to remember, that's not the originating conversation. I have always said I like to watch people. People watching is a vitality element for me. And I don't necessarily have to speak when I'm watching. And I love that. People say to me all the time, Aubrey, you're a speaker, you're an author. And that's my persona. Part of my persona. The reality of my existence is being quiet. And a lot of people over the years have never believed me simply because I function as a trainer, speaker, an author, a coach. I'm always on the stage of life, whether I like it or not. I remember those times when people would say to me, you're very quiet. Why are you so quiet? You are too quiet. And I said, well, this is who I am because I'm watching people. And what did that do for me? It's not a judgment when I'm watching. I'm learning who is around me, who is in my environment, what is going on in my environment, what are the motives of the people, places, animals, and things in my environment. And I take that opportunity to do visual recall. I've been doing it for such a long time. And what it does is it brings some really wonderful joy into my space in many cases. It also helps me to qualify when I'm angry about something. And we all get angry, but I don't have to own the anger for too long. See, I have been talking about this for a long time. And I keep saying it because I think it's necessary sometimes to repeat, because people don't always hear you when you speak. And not only that, I speak in a way where I feel it's sustainable, which means it supersedes time and space. And if someone is listening to this recording 20, 30 years from now, it's a conversation worth having. Because the behaviors that I've seen in community from watching, they keep repeating themselves. And I keep saying, hate, the anger, the greed, the frustration, the enviousness. I don't subscribe to it for too long when I'm engaged in it because it's around me every day. So I can't avoid those behaviors. I can create a content management system for me to isolate and diffuse those types of behaviors. And I've been doing it for such a long time. I taught it to my kids in some instances. I gave them key conversations on how to resolve issues, and they don't always comply. But what kid does? They'll come back 10, 20 years later and say, I'm sorry. Some of them will never say anything because they are afraid to say you were right or you were wrong or have that conversation for many different reasons. But one of the main reasons that I realize exists out here is influence. Other people, places, animals, and things that influence how you feel about who you are. But at the end of the day, you cannot fear what you can't change. You just can't. You have to work with what you can change. And if you are unable to do it yourself, I always say, like in my workshop, call a friend. One of the most important things that I've learned over time is that anything that you're going to do should be worthwhile to do. And you can manage that understanding from watching the people, learning how they think, how they feel. And sometimes, if you are brave enough, as many people would say, if you are brave enough, ask a question. Ask them a question. Well, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Break the normality of not speaking to people, because of today, a lot of people text. I was watching a show last night, and I see the integration of those things I'm speaking of in community on television, because they need a storyboard to tell a story. And you have to allow the conversation to evolve towards what is going on in community, because people want something that they can learn from, they can use as entertainment, and have a good laugh, maybe a couple of beers, or whatever it is that they're doing. But I encourage you to understand one thing in the midst of our soul conversation. You're blessed. And I keep saying the music is important when you're thinking about being blessed, because it's that also qualifies and quantifies what you're going through as a person. So I listen to the lyrics of the song. That's all part of people watching. I watch the artist performing. I watch how they live in the sense of how much I can understand from engagement. And it's a beautiful thing to see it come to pass and to learn from those scenarios. Very important, in my opinion. So, as we move forward tonight, Straight Talking to Motivation, when I started out doing podcasting, broadcasting, all digital media, I was watching what people were looking for, and I was reading. And again, a lot of people today, are publishing books, but the question becomes, well, who's reading if you're not? So the broadcasting and the media has to be delivered in different ways. More on this when I come back. I'm going to play another tune here for you from one of our independent artists. You know, this gives me a lot of energy to have these people share their music and say, Aubrey, play this for me. Or help me get the word out on that, because that's empowering a community. This one is a very powerful tune, and I love it because it speaks to sustainable music, number one, and it tells the story of culture. And it's a very brave thing to do. It's called I Am Edwin Yearwood. Keep us on the lock.
Should I never put
they're black. And every day they experience people watching you, trying to understand who you are. And in some cases, they don't want to understand who you are because there is a shift that has commenced. Years ago, before we were born, and it subscribes to the fact that we should not even be on the planet, and it's incorrect. But the one thing that drives us is that creates a negative progression for this whole conversation is the misunderstanding of what black people represent in terms of what has been going on historically and now. And it's not an easy conversation. We don't have a lot of easy people out here, but we do have a commingling of people who actually care. So we can't paint everyone with the same brush. We have to remember. And one of the things that I look at very carefully when I'm watching as a people watcher was this whole experience with COVID. And it didn't care what color you were. Still doesn't. As a matter of fact, we don't even know if it's gone or if it's going or where it's at. But what we do know is that the mindset and information and the reality, the fact that we lost a lot of people. I've lost a lot of people. And it can become very depressing if you don't know in the final conversation who you are in the first conversation. Meaning, when you are going through difficulty, but you have taken the time to do the work, to understand your own personal right, birthright, existence, and purpose for being on the planet, it gives you a little bit more capacity to be resilient. And I know this for myself personally. You lose your mother, you lose your daughter, you lose another daughter, you lose a son. And all of these bad behaviors and all of these negative progressions that happen, they can become so consuming to you. It changes your character. But if you know for yourself where your strength lies, and I don't talk religion because I don't like the religious thing. And again, as a people watch historically and now, people create other religious behaviors and then those behaviors become another gateway for another conversation. But conjunction shapeshifter, as I always say, it is important for us to study our history. Me, for example, and I talk about me a lot because it is part of what I learned while watching myself and couldn't speak. It sounds crazy in a way. But being born mute, becoming a speaker, it has a far-reaching mindset mastery progression in my conversation with the world. I can't just look at one thing and say, oh, that's exactly what it is, because there are too many sides to the sphere we live on. And the one driving force that I always look at is my motive for everything I'm doing. And the people who are around me, who are supporting me, and those who are speaking ill of me in community, speaking ill of me in community like they do everyone else. You have to try to avoid that person. You have to avoid that conversation. It doesn't mean that you're not going to revisit it at some point. But when you are knowledgeable about who you are and you're focused in terms of what your mission and your vision for being alive is all about. And I spoke briefly on this the last time in the last show. Understanding your mission and your vision. You cannot allow people's destructive behavior to consume you. Otherwise, time will come and go and you still will not have achieved anything that you're trying to achieve. And it's a very difficult conversation to have because many times when people are coming at you with negative, it's not even a stranger. It's someone who lives in the house with you. Someone who you say is your family, your friend, your lover, whoever that you are in that home with. And that's a serious beatdown when you have to be in the same space as a person that has no regard for you, no respect for you. How do your mindset mastery help you then? What do you do when you are in lockdown in a scenario where you're constantly concerned about health and well-being? You're constantly concerned about how you're going to make it to the next side of tomorrow. How do you do that? I'm speaking inside of Straight Talk and Motivation because when I first started out doing broadcasting, I wanted to keep everything straight in terms of conversation. I wanted to share authentically, and I still do, and I still want, and I still will continue, because it has served me well in a sustainable way, in a value-added manner. And I love it. Now, the music that I play and the people that I review, I don't play all the music that is sent. Some of the music I don't like, and not for personal reasons just alone. Just because it raises the value in the conversation of the lyrics. That's what I like. How can I take that conversation to the next level? Very important to me. Soon we're going to be doing more interviews because it's important to have people that are in the trenches come out and tell you what's going on with them, what's going on in the world, and to learn from them, and they learn from you, and you learn from them, and it's a wonderful thing. I'm getting emails all the time from different places in the world, different opportunities that people have, and for exposure and so on. So I constantly review them and so on. Try to look at what is going on, what is happening. Who is on your team to help you deliver the message that you have in your space? Who's on your team? Who do you respect and regard on your team that helps you to build out a future? I'm going to play another tune and come right back after this. This is Tara Lynn. What the world needs is love, the instrumental. As we get ready to close out this show, you know, we keep it for 30 minutes and we break it down into 15 minutes as we move forward with different things as we do the show more often on Carib Voice Radio. And people want to know what is going on in community. Not all people. Some people, like I said earlier in this conversation, some people want to be quiet. They just want to watch you do what you do, and some will help you. My experience in getting up and running for my own show and my own initiatives comes from me pouring into other people over the years with my workshop, Elevate Entrepreneur. You know, classroom, teaching, all of that, inclusive of private sessions with people who have lost their way or want to find out how to get going with an initiative. How do you get going? What are the tools that you need, mindset mastery wise and practically? You know, and at the end of the session, and this is, I designed this program because every experience, every day, it's an experience that elevates you in one way or the other. Sometimes when it's negative and you look back, you said, how's that elevating me? But when you look again, not in part, but fully, you get an understanding, hey, I did the right thing. Now, don't look for perfection because there's no such thing. Expect to mess up and overcome messing up. I know a lot of people that have probably listened to the show have been in my classroom and I've trained them. They sometimes are like, wow, this should be a workshop. In the first 5 minutes of conversation, man, you have so much knowledge. Well, I don't have so much knowledge. I have strategic knowledge. And I depend on understanding strategically what I need to know so I can call a friend who's doing something else that is better at something else than I am. And there goes the phrase, we all need each other. Because sometimes you share so much so quickly, people think that you think you know everything. And that's no fun. Knowing everything is not fun. It's frustrating. But as I close out, I want you to know that we all need each other in this process of overcoming, in the process of building up, in the process of understanding each other. Thank you for listening to our show. Continue to tell a friend, send a friend, share with a friend. And as we build up, we'll tell you more on how you can support us. And why supporting us also helps you to win. So keep us on the lock as we close up. Thank you for listening. And we'll be here for you next week on Straight Talk and Motivation. Each and every Monday, Fridays, we repeat on Monday. Okay? Let's get to it. Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. Tell a friend. Bring a friend. Send a friend. Don't let your mission or your vision die. Just don't. Don't let it die.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Don't let it die. 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 Choose you. Don't let it die without
Voice Radio.
Believe it.